6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
I learned more in that one race that I wasn't prepared for. That 19 hours brought me from utter misery, happiness, failure, success, depression. I went through every emotion in the world in 19 hours. And you should hear how the race ended. Then I really took a shit on myself. Like, I got in that blue chair when the race ended, and I literally, it just was over. I was in the worst shape of my life. I got in the tub, she put the shower on me, the showers hit me as I'm laying in the tub in the fetal position, and what came out of me looked like dirt. As I'm peeing, it's not even blood, this is dark brown dirt. And I'm sitting there, and she calls my mom, and my mom has a doctor friend over her house. And this guy's one of the best doctors in the country. And he's like, you need to get him to the doctor now. No. So what I'm about to tell you is gonna f you up. So I'm sitting there and I think I'm gonna die. And worst shape of my life. And I'm in this tub and I'm jackhammering and I have this hot water hitting me. And I'm literally in the worst pain, my shins, my feet, I'm broken. And I'm just sitting, I'm cramping up. And she said, we gotta get you to the doctor. You know, your mom's worried, I'm worried about, like, we've never seen this before in my life. And I go, I'm not going anywhere. I wanna sit here and enjoy this pain. I know the listeners hearing this are gonna say, man, you're a nut. No, I'm not. What I got a chance to experience in that 19 hours and 6 minutes of my life was something. I didn't want any painkillers. This was proof positive. What I was feeling is what I just did. I did something without training, without coaching, without a cheering staff, without any knowledge. I took a raw human being with no training whatsoever, put him out in a condition, and just through this alone, got through it. And I sat there and I was like, it was the best feeling I've ever had and will ever have in my entire, I was in the worst pain of my life. And it was the best feeling I ever had in my life. Not because of the pain I was in, but the pain was confirmation of, my God, did I just do that?
Maybe Joe Rogan didn't quite grasp was why you would go out and become this wildland firefighter at this stage in your life.
That's once again going back to the roots, going back to how I became who I am today. When you're out there, man, and you're 43 and I've accomplished a lot of shit, you're out there with some 20-year-old kids and you're nobody again. Mm-hmm. Being nobody, there's a lot of power in being nobody. There's a lot of power from going to scratch again and going back out there, picking up a Pulaski and just digging fire line. You're just another guy on the line digging a fire line. And there's no text message. There's no, my God, David, can you sign my book? No, I'm a get your ass out there.
It's like being in Army Ranger School again, where all the titles are removed.
That's exactly what it is, man.
I've always lived that lifestyle. I always talk about living day one, week one. Cause I started day one, week one of Buds so many times. And when you hear that, your heart just crumbles. Like, fuck, day one, week one again, man. I could go through all that again. Like I said, it became my new norm. And I found so much growth in that day one, week one mentality. But what I did wrong, I tried to put that mentality on a lot of people, and they don't want it.
Anybody, not just Navy SEALs, but anybody that can accomplish anything that is hard, the only separator is that they really want to be there. When I did the pull-up record, and I finally broke it.
Took you three times.
Yep, did 4,030 in 17 hours. I listened to one song for 17 hours, and it was Going the Distance. 2 minutes and 13 something, 14 seconds.
On a loop.
And I brought my own little iPad. I don't ever listen to music, but I was failing so many times at this record, I had to go to that place. So I said, you know what? I don't want to bore you all anymore with this same song. Cause I had a crew of people there filming it, you know, cause it had to be documented. Mm. So I didn't want them to be there for 17 hours listening to the same song. Kind of, it bore them. So I put it in my ears, listened to the whole time, but I'm going to go a step further. In that round, when Rocky gets knocked down and Mickey's saying, stay down, stay down. And he's getting up. Apollo Creed thinks that he knocked him out. So I have this thing called taking souls, okay? And when you see Apollo Creed turns around, arms in the air, I got him. Do you see when he turns around and he sees, because Apollo Creed knows I was this dude up.
Yep.
He kept coming after me and I finally knocked him down. When he turns around and looks at Rocky and he says, and watches him get up, and Rocky gets his gloves and motions him to come to him,
yes.
Apollo puts his head down and just goes like this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not so much Rocky getting up. That's big for me. Apollo Creed's face became every motherfucker that verbally and non-verbally looked at me. Because you know that look they give you when you think that, you know, they may not tell you you're a piece of shit and you're nobody, but they look at you almost like, you poor thing. Mm-hmm. I got them all. I know right now, whether you hate me, love me, I'm a dick, I'm a this, I'm a that, whatever you want to think. I made it. And I know all of you motherfuckers are looking just like Apollo Creed did, because I just kept getting the fuck up. And all I wanted people to do in my life, I don't care about the money, I don't care about the fame, I don't care if all my followers go away tomorrow. I wanted a lot of people that doubted me to look like Apollo Creed did in that 14th round, because I got back up repeatedly. And when you keep on getting back up like that, no matter how strong the person is that's beating the shit out of you, they eventually look at you and say, you know what? I'm tired. And I just want people to be tired.
If you're willing to suffer and suffer and go back in the grind, that internal dialogue you have with yourself when you're in misery and you're uncomfortable, it's a real, scary, unfiltered, no lying dialogue between you and yourself. And people know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about when you're in a bad spot in life and your mind is saying all kind of shit. That's who you really are. That's the real you. No Rocky Balboa moments going on up there. Yeah. Like, hey, you know, it's round 14. Let's come on. We got this. No, it's like, I'm out of here, man. This is crazy. That's where the growth happens. When you're able to stay in that moment and talk to yourself, talk yourself back into the suck of wherever you're going through, and you start stripping those layers away. But as you're stripping those layers away, you're building calluses over top of shit in your mind. That's where the growth starts to happen, is when you have to force yourself to stay in it. You can't leave it. The purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. That is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking. I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. Missus says stay in bed.
That's it.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
Because I know every mother ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
I figured this out. Most of us are only 1 to 10% away from greatness. But we think we're so far away from it that we never try. And once I started going down this journey, I started realizing that, and those percents started to add up. And before I knew it, my mind started hardening. And I started passing so many different people that I thought were so far above me. And then before I knew it, man, I became uncommon amongst the uncommon.
Life is a training ground. While you may live a long life, it doesn't mean you graduated at the top of the class. You just lived a long, boring, despicable life. And that's not what I wanted to do. When you're truly committed to something, not like where you like, you know, I want to be a doctor, but when I run into this roadblock, I don't want to be a doctor. No, I'm going to be a doctor come hell and high water. I needed that kind of commitment. And David Goggins didn't know about that commitment. I knew how to wash a car. I knew how to clean a house. I knew how to, you know, do all these manual labor jobs. But when it came down to true suffering, to the highest of suffering, I didn't have that next level of, all right, mother, we have this next level. David Goggins wasn't enough. So I went into my mental lab and realized, but I want to be great, but I don't have greatness in me. So I had to create a mother that was great. And in my mind, I'm really big on visualization. I went in my mind, I said, okay, I want to look like this. I want to feel like this, and I want to have a mind that is cast iron steel, that is never dull, that is always sharp. That was the biggest thing I wanted. I wanted to hit obstacles that most people up, including myself, but I didn't waver. I didn't fear. I didn't run away. I just stayed and marinated in the fear, in the suffering.
I wanted to quit every single day. But many dreams die while suffering. And many of us out here have suffered. And when you're suffering, I'm not talking about just physically. I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually. It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. When I was going through pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescueman so bad. But that water haunted me. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died, and pretty much I almost died with it. If I didn't find Navy SEALs and getting past that hump and overcoming my demons and facing my demons every day, I would have never been up here today.
You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Trust me at that. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
It's not putting yourself down. People take this the wrong way in this new society. I'm not saying to put yourself down. I'm saying listen to the truth. And the truth isn't in the 20%. The truth is in this other part of your brain saying, look, man, you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. We have 80 more percent that we're not tapping into, because in this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you got to go through all of this. So a lot of us know that. I can get over here, but over here, man, this is much better, because I got to go through this journey that is not fun. This from 20 to 100%, this in between is not fun. So we decide to live over here. There were so many times in my life growing up, I wanted to fit in and I wanted to be part of a group, and I didn't have any want and I didn't have that desire. So when you're trying to fit in, when you're trying to be cool, when you're trying to be whatever the hell it is without having that internal dog, that fight, when things get hard in life, all you do is quit. When you have that internal in you, like I've developed over a lot of years, this dog, it starts to get built up in you, this fight, this warrior. And when things get difficult, you may not make it, but you come back. I wanted to be one of the 1%ers, not the 99%. I realized I had one life to live, and I have to live it. There's not two lives, there's one life. And all these things started happening to me. And then once that started happening, man, everything flipped. But that internal, it starts to build a voice in you that doesn't allow you to sleep in, doesn't allow you to take days off when you know that you're behind. It just keeps you in check throughout everything you're doing in life, because it's not going to allow you to fail. But if you don't work on the inside of you, you will always have that nurturing voice that guides you where it's okay. It's always okay. And if I would have had that, it would have been okay to stay 300 pounds doing what I was doing. So that internal is everything.
You can't run, you can't work out. So that's why I went to school and I became a medic. So I'm always in constant pursuit of my 100%. Whatever that is, if I can't run anymore, I'm gonna see what else I can do. I was real proud of how I handled that. When my whole life got stripped from me, and I was at like 20 years in the military, and my life was getting stripped, man. And I couldn't run, I couldn't work out, I couldn't do shit anymore. And I didn't lose my all that training I'd gone through, mental training I'd gone through, I was able to utilize it to find a lot of peace in myself, a lot of joy, and a lot of self-fulfillment.
I want to raise money for the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. It's a foundation where 100% tuition goes to these kids to go to college, you know, full tuition, whatever. So I found this great foundation. I'm going to raise money for it. So I said, you know what? I have to Google something that's evil, something very hard. I knew nothing about ultra marathons. I hadn't even run a marathon. I knew nothing about this world. So I Googled the top 10 hardest races in the world. And what comes up is a Badwater 135. It's a 135-mile race through Death Valley in the summertime. I thought it was a stage race. I thought it was a race where you run like 20 miles, set up camp, you know, barbecue outside, and then go run some more the next day. So I called the race director up at the race and said, hey, Chris, his name is Chris Kostman, I want to do your race. So we had a long conversation. You know, I was much heavier then, and I hadn't put running shoes on in over a year. I'm around between 240 to 270. I'm in there. I'm in that range. My weight has varied a lot through the SEAL teams and out of the SEAL teams. So I was a heavy guy. But the long and short of it all was I hadn't put running shoes on in over a year. I was a big time power lifter. I lifted weights heavy. That's what I did. Right. I got back home from Iraq, went straight to free fall school, and then this happened. So I called Chris Kostman up on a Wednesday. He says, look, man, the only way you can qualify for my race is to run 100 miles at one time in 24 hours or less. There happened to be a race that Saturday. So 4 days later. And he said, if you qualify by running 100 miles or less in 24 hours, I will consider you my race. I'm gonna cut to the chase. I signed up for this race. It's called the San Diego One Day, where you run around a 1 mile track for 24 hours to see how many miles you can get. My goal was 100 miles. So I got to mile 70 and I cleared 70 miles in like 12, 13 hours pretty quickly, but I was done. My feet were broken. I was stretch fractures, shin splints, muscles were tearing. I was in bad shape. I was eating Ritz crackers and drinking Mileplex. That's all I had. No water, didn't know what the hell I was doing out there. Had on some tube socks. It was just ridiculous. It was a clown show. So I sat down at mile 70, and at this time I was married. And I look at my wife and I was like, I'm messed up bad. So I literally start to turn white. Here I am, I'm at mile 70, I think I got 30 miles to go, I'm jacked up. I gotta go to the bathroom, and the bathroom's like 20 feet from me, it's a porta potty. I can't get out of the chair, so I'm peeing blood down my leg, and I got 30 miles to go. And I can't stand up because my blood pressure's all messed up. I've been in 3 hell weeks, Ranger school, overcome so many obstacles in my life. This last 30 miles of this race is when I realized a human being is not so human anymore. We have the ability to go in such a space if you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. And this 30 miles was the life-changing moment. I was out of it. I was in the worst pain in my entire life. I was, to me, on the brink of death. And I was able to chunk this 30 damn miles into small pieces. I was so driven, and I'm not gonna say motivated, because motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed. So I sat in this chair and I was so driven to succeed in this race. And at this time, everybody goes, were you thinking about the guys that died? And I'm not gonna lie to you, I wasn't. This became a personal thing. This became me against this race, me against the kids that called me against me. It just became something that I took so violently personal. And I broke this thing down into small pieces. I said, okay, I gotta get nutrition. I gotta be able to stand up before I can get off this curb and get off this chair and be able to go 30 miles. So I went through all these small steps and I was able to stand up. And then from standing up, I was literally walking around with my wife at the time, and she goes, you're not gonna make the time. She goes, you're walking like 30 some minute miles. I got to mile 81, and the second she said that I'm not gonna make the time, I ran the last 19 miles nonstop. So this was years ago. I had literally the size of half dollars. I had to get compression tape, and I taped up my ankles, and I taped up my feet, and that's how I got through that race. My shins hurt so bad from having stretch fractures that the only way I could continue on was I taped it so I wasn't doing the flexor motion that activates your shins. So I taped my ankles and my shins up, and I got that from, because in my third hell week, they weren't gonna let me go back through, train anymore. So I literally went through all of Bud's, my last SEAL training, with stretch fractures and shin splints. And how I did it was I would tape my ankles all the way up to my calf every morning. So for the first hour, the pain was excruciating. Mm. But what happened is my feet would go numb. And I did that every single day for 6 months. That's how I got through my third hell week, because I was so broken from the first two that the commander said, hey, the CEO said this is your last time we're sending you through. So that's how I got the idea to do that. And people may listen to this and say, this guy is sadistic, he's crazy, No, if you know how I came up, you realize I was just a scared kid that found drive and passion to be something much better than what he thought he was. That's all it is. Cookie jar is something that I've made up of all the failures of my life, all the things that I failed and I went back. I failed and I went back and I finally succeeded. All the things that kicked my ass, I put them all in the cookie jar, because at times of hell, even the hardest men, in times of suffering, what we do is we forget how hard we really are. Because that's what suffering is. Suffering is a test. That's all it is. Suffering is the true test of life. And so that cookie jar travels in my brain. So whenever I get put in a situation where I have poopy pants, the woe is me mentality of, oh my God, life sucks, I take a second. I take the 1 second decision. I step out of my life for 1 second, go in the cookie jar, pull up. Oh, you were in 3 hell weeks and finished 2. One of those hell weeks a guy died in because it was so bad. Oh, you are a badass. You are. I put it back in the cookie jar and I remember who I really am. I'm not the kid that was called. I'm not the scared kid. This is who I am. It's a reminder of who you truly are at the core of yourself. But what I was saying to myself the whole time on that track, and this is what I say to myself, self-talk and visualization are the two keys to my success. I believed for that last time, 19 miles, I was indestructible. Because I took myself in that chair, crapping up my back, peeing blood down my leg, shin splints, stress fractures. I use all that for motivation versus negativity. I use it for motivation. I said to myself, who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are. You gotta be the hardest girl on the planet. Is it true? I don't give a f-. At that time, it got me to the finish line of that race. I believed it. I believe it today. I believed it enough to where my body said, he's not gonna stop. I took all the negative things. I need to go to the hospital, this and that. Who the hell could even get out of that chair? You did. Who the hell would even think about taping stress fractures up? You did. All those things I used for motivation. And in Hell Week, what they do in Hell Week, because this is where I really went to the dark side. What they do in Hell Week is they design Hell Week to find your flaws. And they do a really good job of that. It's 130 hours of continuous training. You may get 2 hours of sleep. And they beat the shit out of you and find everything wrong with your mentality. And then they start Hell Week. And that's the beauty of it. And for me, I'm not some nasty God-given guy. You know, I don't have a great bit of talent in anything. So what got me through horrible times was the dark side. My name is David Goggins. I created Goggins. Goggins is the guy that can take anything you put in front of him. You want to break my legs? So be it. I have a way of going to a place like I did in that race where all the pain and suffering that they put on top of me in Hell Week, I will reverse that pain and suffering and I will take your soul. So every instructor that put me through Buds, my job, what drove me, was I wanted you to go home that night after you beat the living shit out of me and I smiled in your face. I wanted you to feel worse than I did, and you were going home to a nice warm bed with your wife or your kids and a nice meal, and I was still out there in the grip, suffering for another 100 hours. I wanted you to think about me knowing that I'm comfortable being very uncomfortable. And I want you to think about when you went through from Hell Week, how uncomfortable you were and how bad you wanted to quit, knowing I'm not thinking that way. So the dark side is something that I've designed. It's an evil place I can go that very few things can hurt me. I use the hurt you're trying to put on me. I flip it upside down and use it. You trying to use it for kryptonite? No. It's power pillars for me. I'm using it for strength. I just flip negative into positive. That's all it is.
Thank you. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.